Penguin Random House Audio presents Make No Small Plans, Lessons on Thinking Big, Chasing Dreams, and Building Community by Elliot Biznow, Brett Levy, Jeff Rosenthal, and Jeremy Schwartz. This is the author, Elliot Biznow. This book is dedicated to the entire Summit community for teaching us, for believing in us, for trusting us. The world doesn't change one person at a time. It changes as networks of relationships form, among people who discover they share a common cause and vision of what's possible. This is good news for those of us intent on changing the world and creating a positive future. Margaret Wheatley. Forward. When Elliot, Jeff, Brett, and Jeremy asked me to support Summit, which quickly and naturally turned into a CEO and partnership commitment, I first asked them what their underlying mission had been for the last decade. As a long-standing Summit community member and a multi-hyphenate company founder, maker, and artist, I'd long valued Summit for the camaraderie and community I found at their events, but I was never clear on what they were trying to achieve behind it all. "Make no small plans," they said. "But why?" I asked, beginning to apply design thinking to a 13-year-old early-stage startup. "Because life is precious, and it should be dedicated to doing something meaningful." And that, I realized, is what the members of the Summit community have in common: the insatiable desire to create and connect so that we can make an impact on ourselves and on generations to come. Because those are the type of people we are. We work hard and play harder. We want to know that our spirit can ripple long after we're gone. And we often feel like outsiders, looking for others who work as hard, who care as much, and who take big ideas and turn them into real things in the world. This book is the story of four friends with a bold vision, who held a belief that was being defined as it was being brought to life. It still is to this day. It will be for decades to come. Such is life for the ever-evolving entrepreneur. Along the way, Elliot, Jeff, Brett, and Jeremy share their adventures, their mistakes, their discovery of their passion and purpose. The process of getting here was full of humility and heartbreak, success and failure, and all of the life lessons that fill the spaces between. Summit's story to date is also one of true maker mind, and the ways human creativity can express itself through the artistic medium of business, my favorite medium of all. I invite you to enjoy this ride, but more than anything, to see how innately human this story is. I hope you are inspired by the courage it took to get weird, the trust it took to take every leap, the risks barely averted at every turn. I also invite everyone listening to bring your idea to the surface, to find that part of yourself that will become the conduit of your own maker journey, to reach that place of excitement where you hit your flow and surrender to the people, places, and unexpected things that are drawn toward you and your purpose. Like Elliot, Jeff, Brett, and Jeremy, you can become a force to invent new things that will impact the world around us. I invite you to make no small plans, so that you too can live your biggest life. Jody Levy, Global Director and CEO, Summit, Spring 2021. Introduction. We've all been told that big ideas are impossible. Start your sentence with, "I know this sounds crazy, but I was thinking," and you'll be cut off before you can even explain your vision and why it's revolutionary. The purity of our dreams gets corrupted when it meets the reality of other people's experiences. "It's not going to work," they say. "It's not the right time." "We don't have the money." "Somebody else could do it better." And if it's not someone else shooting you down, we often do it to ourselves, dismissing our own ideas before even uttering them out loud. And yet, most great businesses, products, and causes were deemed completely absurd and impractical notions at the outset. We're here to tell you that there's never a bad time for a crazy idea. But there's also never a good time to start a business. We certainly didn't begin ours during one. Summit Series was originally a conference series and a community of young, ambitious thinkers trying to begin their professional lives in the aftermath of the global financial crisis, both burdened by the instability of this new world and blessed with the opportunity to create something new in its wake. Over the coming decade, it would develop into a multidisciplinary festival, attracting international leaders, pioneering entrepreneurs, and creative luminaries. But at the start, everyone told us we were crazy to dream that big. In our early 20s, we lived in a house belonging to one of our grandmothers in a Florida retirement community, sleeping in bunk beds and on couches. Later that year, we were the first organization to connect a group of entrepreneurs to the Obama administration during a White House event focused on policy changes to support startup founders. By our mid-20s, we had chartered a 14-story ocean liner, the youngest people in history to do so, we'd later learn, and created our own floating city for a weekend. Before we turned 30, we had bought North America's largest ski resort, Powder Mountain, on 10,000 acres of pristine Utah wilderness, and began turning it into a permanent home for our community. How did four young dreamers with zero relationships, zero experience, and two college degrees between the four of us quickly rise to hosting luminaries like Richard Branson and Quincy Jones? We are not billionaires. We hold no patents. We are not geniuses or household names. We are simply four friends: Elliot, Jeff, Brett, and Jeremy. Some people are destined to invent, to invest, to run for office. We have always had the burning desire to create impactful gatherings and build a community of entrepreneurs, creatives, and makers. We wanted to introduce them to new ideas, to inspire them, to help them succeed. Historically, if you were a young writer or editor after World War I, you knew you could find Ernest Hemingway, F. Scott Fitzgerald, James Joyce, and Gertrude Stein at the Ritz in Paris. If you were a young musician in the 60s, you knew that Diana Ross, Stevie Wonder, and Marvin Gaye were setting the world ablaze from Motown's offices on West Grand Boulevard in Detroit. And if you were a young entrepreneur in the decade of innovation that emerged from the rubble left by the greatest recession in a generation, you knew that the people at the heart of that revolution could be found at Summit Series. The strength of our organization stems not from its four founders, but from the hands of the remarkable community connected by a common, insatiable desire to create, to share, and to nourish their best selves. Summit Series simply gives them a place to gather, collaborate with one another, and expand their minds, ideas, and friendships. Over the years, those creators included everyone from Amazon's Jeff Bezos to actor and founder of the billion-dollar Honest Company, Jessica Alba. Hundreds of thought leaders have imparted their wisdom, such as business titans like Mark Cuban and Ray Dalio, media mavericks like CNN founder Ted Turner, and mindfulness gurus like Ram Dass and Eckhart Tolle. Our guests were as wide-reaching as former President Bill Clinton and Pulitzer Prize-winning musician Kendrick Lamar. From professor and author Brené Brown to National Farm Workers Association co-founder Dolores Huerta. Organic food champion Alice Waters has shared a podium with the late NBA legend Kobe Bryant, along with former Google CEO Eric Schmidt. Futurist Ray Kurzweil has shared wisdom with our community, as has scientist Craig Venter. We share these names not to name drop, but rather to highlight common themes that all of these people embody: vision and drive, a hunger to improve society, an eagerness to inspire the same in others, and with Summit Series, a platform from which to do it. What you're listening to is our origin story.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?